In Xanadu did Kubla Khan a mighty pleasure dome decree, where Alph, the mighty river, and down to a soundless sea, or something like that. Anyway, that is a little bit of a poem that leads us into this musical, which is called Xanadu, and here to tell us all about it is Jared, who's with the production company, and which company is it?
Texarts in Lakeway.
Texarts in Lakeway, and so it's not that far a drive out to Lakeway.
Oh,
to,
just about 20 minutes from downtown.
Right, so Jared, tell us about this production and what is it? Is a musical, right?
It is a musical. It's a newer musical based on the 1980 Olivia Newton-John Gene Kelly film, which was a box office and critical
flop.
Don't you
mean John Travolta?
No, Gene Kelly.
Gene Kelly?
Gene Kelly's
and
last
Olivia
film.
And Olivia Newton-John?
Yes.
Oh my goodness. And that's obviously one I didn't see.
It was his last film, unfortunately,
really?
And it was a big flop. But in about 2007, they rewrote the script, bringing in a lot of the Greek mythology,
right,
and making it hilarious. The soundtrack was a huge hit while the movie failed, and they used that soundtrack from the movie and turned it into a wonderful little show.
So we've got this show, and you're directing.
I did direct it, yeah.
And so it's going to be on stage when and how long?
We have one more week. This is our third week of performance, and we run through this Sunday, March 3rd.
So the cast must be pretty warmed up by
they're
now.
They're pretty warmed up. They're in their groove.
Well, let's have them do a number and tell us the setup for it.
All right. This is our lead, Sonny, wants to open his roller disco. That's his dream as an artist, is to leave the world with a roller disco. Mm-hmm. You know, a very timeless art
so
form.
So this is going to be a musical on skates.
It is on skates.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Our lead actress is on skates almost the whole show.
My word.
Yeah. And so they go to the abandoned Xanadu Theater and have the challenge of refurbishing it in 1 hour, and they sing this song called All Over the World, which was made popular by the Electric Light Orchestra back in the 80s.
Wow.